celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Across America and around the world, today is your day. Father, heal, deliver, save everyone for your glory.
Witness a miracle moment in time that cannot be explained, only experienced. Join Dr. Ron Parsley and hundreds of thousands around the world as they celebrate a 50-year legacy of faith and the power of prayer. Get ready for revival and watch miracles manifest during the most anticipated event of the year. Miracle Healing and Victory Prayer Cloth Service, Sunday, November 24th at 10 a.m. at World Harvest Church, with special music by Lisa Brunson and the Harvest Music Live Choir, as they lead you in anointed praise and worship on this supernaturally powerful day. Make your plans to be a part of Miracle Healing and Victory Prayer Cloth Service at World Harvest Church, Sunday, November 24th at 10 a.m.
God speaking in my spirit, saying a miracle is just me being me. Say, a miracle is just God being God. Now, for many, many years, I said a miracle was the suspension of natural law, until I started digging a little deeper. So if you, like my daughter said, the suspension of natural law, there is truth in that, but it's not the whole truth. So let me give you, in the last year, what the Holy Spirit has spoken to me as what is a miracle. And I'm going to tell you this. I don't often hear God in a virtually audible voice, but this I heard in a virtually audible voice. And it was God speaking in my spirit, saying, a miracle is just me being me. Say, a miracle is just God being God. Because miracles seem hard. Okay, I'm the only one. Miracles seem difficult. I mean, like you got healing, but then you got miracles. You understand? Why do y'all act like, oh, not me, because I'm like really spiritual? Well, why don't you come up here and work one? Hallelujah. How many manifestations of divine healing do you see, as opposed to how many manifestations of miracles do you see? Okay? So, like, we in deep stuff here. This not surface. And I'm going to tell you, you're not going to walk in miracles just because you can shuck and jive. That's not going to happen. Watch this. Genesis 2, 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Watch now. God breathed. So God breathed into man, and man, watch, became. God, excuse my Kentucky vernacular, God never did become. You became because he was and is to come. Because he exists, you became. How? He breathed into you. So what did he breathe? Just his breath? No, 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 no. Ezekiel 37:9. Throw it up there. Ezekiel 37:9. Watch this now. Then he said to me, prophesy. God speaking to Ezekiel. So he says, prophesy to the wind, to the ruach, to the breath. Prophesy to the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, say to the breath, say to the ruach, thus says the Lord God, yod hey wah hey. Come from the, how many winds? One for yod, one for hay, one for wah, and one for hay. Prophesy to the four winds. Why? Winds, breath. Oh, breath, and breathe on these slain so that they live. Say, God wants to breathe on me. God, Yod Hey Wah Hey, wants to breathe on me. Four breaths, four winds. Jesus said, the words that I say to you, spirit and life. When God puts his Yod Hey Wah Hey on his word that you speak, miracles happen. When creation is spoken to by its creator, I'm not talking about nature. I'm talking about creation. When creation is talked to by its creator, creation responds. Because behind the creation, there is a creator, and he reserves the right to accelerate or suspend anything in this universe because he is behind it all. Now, science can only explain what they think they know about laws, right? The law of gravity, right? You would call that a natural law. But what if I put this microphone, as I often do, in an airplane? And that's not even a miracle. But the natural law is suspended because there's enough of the creative spark of God left in men. Before the world was framed, before a mathematical equation ever existed, before there was the scientific theory of relativity, there was Yod Hey Wah Hey, who is and who was and who will be, the I am that I am. And he is still saying, let there be.
Well, as you've already witnessed, the Lord God Almighty is still in the miracle working business. In fact, miracles, if you think about it, are God's very essence. I believe that because I live that. I personally was diagnosed with squamous cell carcinoma of the vocal cord. As the experts, the doctors, examined my throat, scoped my vocal cords, they came to the conclusion that it was impossible for them to tell me whether or not I had preached my last message. As devastating, overwhelming as those words were in the natural, in my spirit, faith began to rise. Cancer was nothing more than a vicious attack to silence my voice. For 2 years, I pled the healing blood of Jesus Christ, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals us. I pleaded it over my body. I confessed God's word. I stood in faith. Every time I entered that treatment center, I had a prayer cloth in my hand. It was my point of contact, you understand, with the tangible, transferable anointing and power of God that I was believing to manifest in my life. I knew that tens upon tens of thousands of people were in agreement with me as I held that prayer cloth. You know, it can become your point of contact for the increase of your faith as well. I be made whole. Prayer cloth service only days away. The time to reserve your anointed prayer cloth from our altar is quite limited. So let me encourage you to call now or just log on rodparsley.com or send me your letter of request today. After millions pray for God's miracle manifesting power to fall in our great Summerall Tabernacle, I'm going to send that prayer cloth back to you. I want to encourage you to keep that prayer cloth close to you whenever, wherever you need a miracle breakthrough. God wants you to be made whole. We know that from His Word, spirit, soul, and body. I pray you'll reserve your prayer cloth today. As you ride or call, allow this testimony of God's miracle-working power to feed your faith, starve your doubts to death.
Well, a few months ago, I had a really, really, really low heart rate.
Jay felt faint. He just was not himself.
When he walked into the ER, hi, my heart rate is, 40 beats a minute. A team of doctors kind of swarmed on me from everywhere. I'm really thinking I'm actually in pretty serious shape at this point. When they first told me, you kind of feel dread. Unfortunately, the only treatment is the permanent placement of a dual chamber cardiac pacemaker. Am I gonna be able to pick up my children? Am I gonna be able to hold my son? Am I gonna be able to hold my daughter? I remember that I had my prayer cloth in the bag, and I said, would you mind getting my prayer cloth out of the bag down there? And I immediately just held it for the rest of my stay there. We began to pray that the pacemaker would come out. And I had to go to see the cardiologist. So I went into his office, and I had my prayer cloth with me. And he comes back into the room while the tests are being conducted, and it says in the device clinic, conductivity of your heart has returned. Your pacemaker isn't doing anything anymore. And it was clear to me that this was new, that this, he didn't have an answer. He said, but from what I'm seeing right now, he said, this graph looks like I'm looking at a completely healthy heart with no problems at all. You know, how often do you see this? And he said, never, never. He said, and, I believe with all my heart that it's the anointing of the Lord Jesus that set us free, that the anointing that's tangible and transferable in a prayer cloth can make a difference and it can touch you wherever you are, because it touched me.
My first thought was, praise God. My next thought was, man, God's faithful. I just thought about all of those people who were also going to hear about the miracle that God did in our lives. And I was excited to tell everyone. I was excited to give glory to God.
And be healed. Well, healing doesn't have to come from anywhere, because he is healing, therefore healing is. Now faith is. Stay with me. Stay with me. Watch now. Let there be is a present progressive word that is sustaining what God began when at creation. Please don't be deceived into thinking that this world is all God has ever done or may be doing right now. The Bible is only the expression of God's dealing with this blue marble planet and the inhabitants thereof. He may have 10 billion things like this going on. I'm sure that he does. He is God. And you think it's something for you, for God, God, to heal your sugar diabetes? He's God. No wonder the scripture said, with him, nothing is impossible. Good God Almighty, am I helping anybody? You want me to quit? Right, here we go. So let there be is present progressive. Just like you weren't saved, you're being saved. Let there be is reverberating through the entire quantum field. Everything in the known universe. Do you know why this wood is moving? Let there be. Do you know why everything in your body? Do you know that right now, look at your hand. There's nothing in that hand or about that hand that is what it was 7 years ago. Your body completely remakes itself every 7 years. So when you say, I'm not who I used to be, you talking true. You're not who you used to be. So how about you make a determination to be a better you? Colossians 1:17. And he is before all things. And he is before all things. And by him, all things what? Hold together. By him, all things. If you have not lost your mind yet, he's holding it together. If you're not losing your family yet, he's holding it together. If you haven't lost. What a great God. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence, meaning he was before it all. For it pleased the Father that in Christ should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, to reconcile all things to himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. So that's the whole universe. You with me? So what's holding it together? Well, he said, now in this verse, he says, because we're into the new covenant here, so here he's drawing attention to Jesus, and he said, by his blood, he is the brightness of his glory, the express image of himself, and he upholds all things. How? How? Go back. Leave that. Go back a few minutes ago to Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh. Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh. God. Four winds. Say Yahweh. There's nothing that can hinder, stop, interfere with the wind of God coming up out of your spirit when you speak his word. It is his word. I want to run.
Well, there is a word from the Lord in my spirit, I believe, just for you today. It's this: God's timing, get this, has been accelerated in this season for the manifestation of your miracle. You can be blessed in a season of lack. In fact, it's actually the greatest time to be blessed. You can see your loved ones come to Christ in a mighty revival. That habit, that addiction can be conquered in Jesus' name. Debts eliminated, sickness and disease healed by the mighty power of God. And I believe it will manifest quickly, suddenly. I'm going to be joining my faith with yours and with multiplied millions around the world. We'll be coming together in agreement for one purpose. We're going to trust God. We're going to believe for your miracle. For 2 months now, we've been experiencing overwhelming deluges of revival. God, in all of his glory, in all of his power, has poured out miracle after miracle, signs, wonders beyond belief. And I believe this year's prayer cloth service, the greatest in 30 years, is what I'm believing for. I want you to believe with me. A prayer cloth reserved just for you can be placed upon our altar, saturated in the tangible and transferable anointing of God, ready to become your point of contact and agreement for your breakthrough miracle. There's never, ever any cost or obligation connected to you receiving your prayer cloth, and there never will be. This year's no different. So call, write to me, or simply log on at rodparsley.com to reserve your prayer cloth. But I believe there are some listening today. Your heart's desire is to give God a praise offering so that others can hear about, believe in, and receive the miracle-working power of Jesus of Galilee, the very Son of God. For your love gift today, I have prepared faith-building, doubt-destroying resources just for you. Write to me or simply log on, rodparsley.com. Your accelerated miracle is one step of faith away.
You can be made whole in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. It's God's plan through the tangible transfer of anointing resident in a prayer cloth. Reserve your prayer cloth from the Jubilee Miracle Healing and Victory Prayer Cloth Service coming Sunday, November 24th. It's easy and quick. Simply call, click on rodparsley.com, or rush your letter in the mail. Please pray about sowing a seed of faith towards the miracle you need. Show the Lord you believe his promise. For every gift of $100 or more, we'll sow ministry back into your life by sending you this beautiful Be Made Whole healing box. Inside, you'll be blessed by more than 30 scripture cards. Anoint yourself and your home with a vial of anointing oil and a gorgeous wooden pen direct from the Holy Land. Plus, you'll be blessed by the new 50-Year Legacy of Healing message set. Step through the decades of Rod Parsley's healing ministry, supernatural moves of the Holy Spirit that produce significant miracles through the tangible anointing. All that and more for a prayer cloth seed of $100 or more. For those who are called to sow $1,000, we'll permanently inscribe your name on a healing paver stone at the Gateway of Hope. As tens of thousands pass by, they'll see your name and believe for your healing, spirit, soul, and body. Plus, it will be an everlasting testimony and legacy of your faith. Call before November 24th. We'll reserve a free prayer cloth from the altar for you, saturated in the anointing from this powerful season of prayer. Every gift will help continue edifying believers and continue a 50-year legacy of full gospel preaching. Jesus wants you whole, spirit, soul, and body.
Now, don't forget, when you call or write to me today, I want you to include your most urgent prayer requests so that I can take them before the Lord who answers our prayers of agreement. Your Bible and mine are true. Jesus never stuttered. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word, and his word healed them. God Almighty, the eternally self-existent one who heals, Jehovah Rapha, his will has already been established in his word. You don't need to even seek it out. Only believe. Sunday morning, multiplied millions around the world will join their faith with mine for your miracle. Pray along with us. Join us 10 a.m. Eastern Time live, YouTube, Facebook, rodparsley.tv. And until next time, you remember this. God has a miracle prepared just for you. It's who He is. It's what He does.
If you prayed along with Dr. Parsley, we want to help you make it all the way to your heavenly destination. New Direction is a helpful and free roadmap. Each page will help keep you headed in the right direction every day. Your new life full of hope and promise. Please, ask for New Direction by calling 24 hours a day or when you visit rodparsley.com.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. This broadcast is made possible because of the faithful monthly support of Revival Covenant Partners. Thank you. To learn more, visit rodparsley.com.